The new children's book, The Proudest Blue, looks at a universal childhood experience, the first day of school. But for sisters Faiza and Asiya, the first day is even more special because older sister Asiya will be wearing a hijab to school for the first time. The head covering, which for many Muslim women, is a way to honor Islam. But as the two navigate the day, the two encounter questions as well as teasing. It's an experience that co-author Ibtihaj Muhammad knows all too well. She made headlines in 2016 when she became the first Muslim-American woman to represent the United States in the Olympics, wearing a hijab and the first to medal, winning a bronze in the women's team saber event. Again, the book is The Proudest Blue, a story of hijab and family. And Ibtihaj, you are the epitome of confidence for so many women. What was it like for you as a child to wear a hijab to school?
So hijab, at least within my family and my experience and my sister's experience with it, was that it was very normal and commonplace. And so for us, growing up as Muslims in the States, I grew up about 30 minutes outside of New York City in Maplewood, a township that didn't have very many Muslim families. When I was really young, we were the only Muslim family. So to be a lot of children's first interaction with Muslims and to have to explain what hijab is, why you're wearing it, I think it can be quite a heavy load to carry, you know, if you're fourth or fifth grader.
Yeah.
At that age, you want to fit in.
Yeah. There's a story that you have in the book about a boy calling it a tablecloth, and that's something that you actually experienced.
Yeah. I remember his name to this day, and this is why I wanted to author, you know, this children's book. I know what bullying feels like. I know that those words, how piercing they were and how hurtful they were. But also, I think it was a great opportunity to use this moment in my life and hopefully help not just any, you know, first hijabi's experience and wearing hijab to school for the first time, but also to teach children how to celebrate one another despite our differences.
One thing that really struck me about the book is the very gentle way that you bring through that through line of bullying. It's almost observational, and it's also very innocent. It's from a child's eyes that's experiencing this for the first time. There's this fine line between making children aware and also scaring them, and I'm assuming that was intentional.
I mean, it was intentional for the bully not to really have a face, right? So you don't see his image. He kind of looks like this dark, shadowy figure. But at the same time, it's so, I think, meaningful, her response to that situation and her friends, you know, to rally around her and to ignore his comment and to not, you know, lash out in that moment. And I think it when you look at the younger sister Faiza's perspective, for her to see that it didn't change how tall or proud her sister was in that moment, how she stood, and she continued to play with her friends and not allow it to affect or change how she felt about herself. I think it's a meaningful moment for children out there who ever had that universal experience of bullying.
There's a passage that really speaks to that I'd love for you to read.
Yeah. Asiya's hijab isn't to laugh. Asiya's hijab is like the ocean waving to the sky. It's always there, strong and friendly. Some people won't understand your hijab, Mama had said. But if you understand who you are, one day they will too.
It's beautiful. The illustrations, too, are so colorful. They really do bring to life not only the hijab, but the environment that these two young sisters are in.
I think that Hatim Ali, he's a Canadian illustrator. He did such a remarkable job with this body of work. I think that he brought the words to life. These comparisons of the hijab to the sky and to the ocean, just the beautiful blues that he's able to capture the words. I think he's very talented, and I'm so happy to partner with him on this project.
The two main characters in the book are Asiya and Faiza. And in the back of the book, we learn that your sisters are also by the same name, Asiya and Faiza. What do they think about the characters in the book?
Well, I wish that you could meet them. I think Asiya's response is so indicative of who she is. She's a woman of very few words. And she's like, oh, that's cool. but that's it. Faiza and I have fenced together for years and years and years. So for her, I think it was awesome experience as well to be a part of the book. And I think the most interesting thing that my family saw is that the character Faiza, the images that Hatim illustrated, look a lot like my four-year-old niece, down to like the little fluffy pigtails that she has.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of fencing and your illustrious career, you've said in interviews that it was your mother who steered you to fencing because it was a sport that would allow you to dress modestly in the Islamic tradition. But competing in a hijab opened you up to a lot of questions and criticism as well.
I think that people have a hard time seeing things that haven't been done yet. And within my sport, a historically white sport, to have, you know, an African-American woman climb up the ranks who also wears hijab, for whatever reason, was just never received well. And my personality, I would say, is to challenge this idea of no. You know, why is it that people are intimidated by my hijab or intimidated by my ethnicity? And why can't we exist and have the same opportunity? So it was never a question of, you know, why am I here, for myself anyway. I knew that I had a job to do, and that was to make this space more inclusive, not for me, but for anyone coming after me. I wanted to get through the door and hold it open for hopefully more young girls and young boys to be in this space where traditionally we haven't been welcome.
Yeah, and when we're talking about this space, we're not only talking about just the bigger space, but we're talking about your interactions with your own teammates.
Mm-hmm.
Some did not even want to see you on the team.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. But one of the cool things about being a U.S. athlete is that it's point-based. So
in the end,
it didn't really matter what people thought. You know, if I allowed the mistreatment that I received by not just teammates, but coaches as well, if I allowed that to affect me mentally, we wouldn't be sitting here today. You know, I wouldn't have been able to be successful. So a lot of it is being very myopic in your focus and your goals. And once you're able to climb to the top, then you're able to like use the opportunity to unpack those moments.
What does it feel like to have young women, young Muslim women, come to you and say, you are my role model?
It's definitely a pinch me moment. It was a dream, you know, and even when it happened for me, it was like just very surreal. So I feel like very blessed and thankful for the opportunity. But I always say I wish it had happened prior. So it would have been far easier for me to see myself in this space. But I have always known that my journey has been bigger than fencing. It's about having equal opportunity, equal access. You know, a lot of the reason why the sport of fencing is not as diverse as other sports is because there's very limited access for underserved communities and underrepresented communities. And I would love to see our kids try out different things. And not that I believe everybody needs or should be an Olympian or have that goal, but just to get out there and be active.
You're now writing stories for young women who are growing up and looking to role models that perhaps you did not have.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope so. And I hope that they see themselves in this work. I truly believe that anything is possible with hard work, and you have to see it for yourself before others are even willing to do that for you. You have to really want it for yourself.
Ibtihaj Mohammed is the author, along with S.K. Ali, of The Proudest Blue, A Story of Hijab and Family. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.